The band actually started in 1952, and Monty Sunshine and I got together. We were both students at the time. Monty was studying art at Camberwell, and I was studying music at the Guildhall. We didn't do any work at all in our studies. We met every afternoon, talked about jazz, drank in a restaurant in Soho, and drank innumerable cups of tea, and ate the cheapest thing on the menu, which was poached egg on spaghetti, over and over again. So that's what I could afford. And the thing was, we were both at the time leading amateur bands. The thing about an amateur jazz band is very nice when one has no responsibility and just plays what one feels like entirely. But the fact is that inevitably other members of the band have various things they have to do other than playing. So you end up playing once a week. And playing once a week is just about enough that by the end of the session you realize you've made the same mistakes as last week and not done anything about them, which is very frustrating if you're trying to learn something about the music, because at that time you couldn't actually get a manual how to play jazz. Or I mean, nowadays you can go to college and learn pretty well informed as well. But in those days you certainly couldn't. When I was at music school, they tolerated the fact that I played jazz outside the walls of the college, but they didn't want to hear it anywhere in the college. The thing was that we had to just work out what the rules were and then try and learn them as well. Anyhow, we felt really we had to get a band that played all the time, played every day, and we could maybe get up to a decent standard of performance. And that meant a professional band. At the time, it was pretty unlikely to be able to make a living playing jazz, we thought, but we were going to have a try anyway. And we knew one or two other musicians of a like mind, not many, because many of the amateur musicians really wanted to stay that way and carry on, have a professional job and just play every now and then for fun. And in my amateur band, I had this young banjo player called Anthony James Donegan, and it was he, yes. And actually, Lonnie, for it was he, he had his own amateur band as well, so he played twice a week. He was dead lucky. And his amateur band, he had bass player Jim Bray playing, and he wanted to play all the time. Monty Sunshine was leading the last knockings of the Crane River Jazz Band with Ron Bowden at the drums, and Ron was already actually living on the 2 quid he earned the one night a week. Well, he was living at home, mind you, so I think. However, so that was a band with trombone and clarinet and banjo, bass and drums only. Not a regular formation, but we did have some very nice records of the late George Lewis playing with a formation, exactly the instrumentation of that, and they sounded great to us. So we thought, well, I'm sure there's actually no sort of legal penalty for playing without a trumpet or a piano if you haven't got one. We rather fancied having a go. So we practiced. We used to go to Lonnie's first wife's father's pub in Mile End every Saturday afternoon and play. And it got better each week. We began to get very good.